Sechtes Makis, Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, continuing on the dinim of Galus. Ha'av goylal yidei ha-ben. So a father goes to Galus for killing his son. Va'ben goylal yidei av. A son will go to Galus for killing his father. Ha'kol goylal al yidei Yisrael. Everyone goes to Galus for killing a Jew, meaning even Evet Knani or a Kusi, they have to go into Galus for killing a Jew. V'Yisrael goylal al yidei. Similarly, a regular Yisrael goes into Galus for killing one of them. So if Yisrael kills a Kusi or a Knani or an Evet Knani, he goes to Galus. So even though they're not full Jews, when it comes to Galus, they do. Chutz mi al yidei ger toshav. An exception to this rule is a ger toshav. Ger toshav is a guy who accepts upon himself not to do avodah zarah. So if a ger toshav kills an ordinary Jew, he does not go into Galus. V'ger toshav ein a guy al yidei ger toshav. Similarly, a ger toshav that kills another ger toshav, b'shaygig, he does not go to Galus. Meaning a ger toshav will go into Galus for killing another ger toshav, but he will not go into Galus for killing a yid. So a ger toshav does go to Galus for another ger toshav, he does not go into Galus for killing a yid. Ha'suma in a goyla de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a suma, a blind person does not go into Galus. Rameir says he does go into Galus. Ha'soine, if someone has an enemy and he kills his enemy b'shagig, he does not go into Galus, because we assume that since he hates him, he did it with extreme negligence, and therefore he does not go to Galus. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Saini Nerag. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is not only that, but we killed the Saini because we assume he did it with full intent. He's considered like a Mu'ad, like he was warned. Why is he considered like he was warned? Because he holds the whole reason to be warned someone is to tell whether he did it on purpose. By Saini, we know he did it on purpose. So therefore, a Saini even is put to death. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Yesh Saini Gaila. Yesh Saini Eini Gaila. Sometimes a Saini will go to Galus, sometimes not. What's the rule? Zaklal. Kol shu yachal leimer ladas harag. Any time that we could possibly say he did it on purpose, meaning we suspect him that he did it deliberately, ena gaila. Shaloi ladas harag. But let's say we see clearly that he did not do it on purpose. For instance, the rope didn't fall out of his hands, but it snapped. So there we know for sure it was an accident. Then, ha'reza gaila, he goes to Galus. But if it just fell out of his hands, we're going to assume that it was negligence, and therefore he will not go to Galus. Mishnah da'al ha'hechon gailin, to where do you go? Where does the murderer who killed B'shagig, where's he exiled to? So the Mishnah says, la'ari miklat. L'shaloi sheb'ever ha'yardin. L'shaloi sheb'eretz kanan. There's three in Ever Yardin, three in Eretz Kanan. Shenemar es shalish ha'arim titnu me'ever la'yardin. V'shalish ha'arim titnu be'eretz kanan. You have three in Ever Yardin and three in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, nifchar u'shalish ha'eretz Yisrael, until Yeshua chose the three in Eretz Yisrael, la'yhoi u'shalish ha'ever ha'yardin kaltais. Even though they already set aside the three in Ever Yardin, they don't work to save a murderer, v'shaygig, from the Gael Adam. Shenemar sheish arim miklat hiyena. You have to have the six Ari Miklat. Actually, you sheshtan koltes ke'achon. Until all six work, none of them work, and therefore, there's no, the ones in Eber Yarden did not work until the ones in Eretz Yisrael were set aside also. Have a good day.